Je déclare.
Good morning. I call to order the 2120th meeting of the Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women. The committee will now proceed to agenda item 4. Today, the committee will consider the exception report of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And I would like to take this opportunity to extend a warm welcome to all those who will be following online on the webcast during this dialogue, and in particular, civil society representatives. As it is the usual procedure for this committee, I wish to stress that NGO representatives may attend this dialogue as observers without being able to take the floor. NGOs do have the right of unhindered access to and communicate with the committee and its members for effective implementation of the committee's mandate. As per the procedure established by the treaty bodies, individuals or groups of individuals facing intimidation or reprisals for seeking to cooperate or for cooperating with the committee or their representatives can inform the rapporteur on reprisals and the alternate rapporteur on reprisals appointed by the committee inform them of any alleged incident of intimidation or reprisals. Such complaints may be sent electronically to the CEDA Secretariat. I would now like to extend a welcome to the high-level delegation, which is headed by Her Excellency Ms. Chantal Chambou-Mwambita, who is the Minister for Human Rights of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. She will be introducing the report. I would also like to extend a very warm welcome to His Excellency Mr. Paul Mpolosoko Efambe, Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary, Permanent Representative of the Democratic Republic of Congo to the United Nations Office and other international organizations in Geneva. And I would like to remind the delegation that the introductory statement, we would like to convey our solidarity first and foremost with the people of the Democratic Republic of the Congo that is experiencing very difficult times given that the conflict has sparked up again quite violently in the eastern part of the country. I would like to remind the delegation that the introductory statement should not exceed 30 minutes in length, and the delegation is further reminded that in order to allow for full, accurate interpretation of the statement, the participants are asked to kindly speak at a reasonable pace. Excellency, you have the floor, and you may introduce other members of the delegation if you so wish.